Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel strikes back in the war against Hamas and its brutal terrorist, while Hamas starts to execute captured Israelis. Mexican drug cartels are heavily armed and inside the United States. We have the shocking video. The billions of dollars of weapons that Joe Biden left behind in Afghanistan, well, they have made their way into the hands of Hamas terrorists to be used against Israelis. And gas prices, well, they're getting ready to skyrocket thanks to Biden's draining of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And school children could soon have legal access to marijuana in the state of Michigan. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We start off tonight with a staggering report on the plans of Mexican drug cartels operating on American soil. To make matters worse, military-grade weapons are turning up in Mexican border towns, creating a war zone at the border. Ever since Biden took office, the violence and power of the Mexican drug cartels has been growing, and now we have evidence that they're operating on the U.S. side of the border. The cartel's latest display of strength, well, it was seen in a TV spot that surfaced online, showing cartel members wielding an anti-tank rocket launcher in a border town near Texas. And along with them are cartels like the ones that now control a 170-acre island in the middle of the Rio Grande River that contains sniper nests and is possibly booby-trapped. The island, it's located about 250 miles south of San Antonio, and it's one such area of the U.S. that is now under the complete control of a Mexican cartel, and Texas is trying to take it back. Watch this.
Un video publicado en redes sociales muestra a una persona portando un javelin durante un retén en Matamoros, Tamaulipas. Se trata de un lanzagranadas de grado militar ampliamente utilizado en la invasión de Ucrania que solamente se vende a ejércitos y que estaba en manos de un sicario del Cártel del Golfo. Esta arma cuesta entre $20,000 y $60,000 en el mercado negro y solamente un disparo puede costar $30,000.
This was reported originally on my show, Brennan House Live, by investigative reporter Todd Binsman. Here is a clip from that interview.
It's so timely, this report, with your report.
Well, I have a lot of thoughts about that. For one thing, you know, I know a lot about this issue because in 2000, when I was still working as a reporter on the border for Hearst newspapers, I did a five-part series on southbound gun and ammo smuggling. And I, you know, tracked weapons all the way down to the scenes of murders and massacres down in like Aguas Calientes and from guns, U.S. gun stores south. In those days, that's the way you bought, the way the cartels would arm themselves is they would find somebody in the U.S. who was wanting to make a few hundred bucks to go in and just legally purchase one, walk out, and then resell it the next day to a cartel guy, and then they would smuggle that over.
And America's southern border is already a war zone. That's according to eyes on the ground, such as Todd Binsman. This didn't start last week or last year. It has been going on for decades under several U.S. administrations, with a small respite under Donald Trump. But since Biden took office in 2021, some 5 million illegal aliens have poured through and resettled here, including bad actors affiliated with drug cartels and Hezbollah. After all these years, it would be foolish not to assume that they have sleeper cells inside America that are, well, waiting for the command to activate violent attacks on America. What we saw go down in Israel over the weekend, folks, it's coming to America. Hopefully, American civilians will be more prepared and less, well, reliant on the government to protect them. We saw how that played out in Israel, didn't we? And it was not pretty. It was horrific. We all need to pray for the people of Israel as they now live in a war zone. We need to pray that God will protect them in the midst of that war zone and that he will protect Christians and Jews around the world from copycat attacks by Muslim terrorists. And make no mistake, the Quran makes it very clear who the infidels are, not just the Jews, but also the Christians. So, if you're a Christian tonight, are you ready for persecution? Hamas said on Monday it would begin executing Israeli civilian hostages in return for any new Israeli bombing of civilian houses without pre-warning. A spokesperson for Hamas's armed wing, the IQB, said they have been acting in accordance with Islamic instructions by keeping Israeli captives safe. Well, take a look at this video and make up your own mind if these young female captives look like they're safe.
Oh my
They were terrorizing those young girls as the gunshots went off in a room right next to where they were being held in deplorable conditions. We know that Islamic scriptures condone the raping of women seized in wartime. Those young ladies were no doubt subjected to that kind of Islamic sexual violation. The Hamas spokesperson blamed the intended executions on Israel's stepped-up bombing and killing of civilians inside their homes and airstrikes without warning them. But of course, the difference is Hamas targets civilians specifically, while Israel goes after Hamas terrorists who, well, hide between women and children. Later in the day, Hamas had reported already executing two of the Israelis being held hostage. Australian reporter Sherry Markson broke down on air while reporting on the savage murders that occurred on Saturday as Hamas terror attacks on civilians inside of Israel played out. Markson, a Sky News host, well, she's a serious journalist. She was one of the key reporters to uncover the complicity between Dr. Anthony Fauci and the NIH, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese Communist Party, and the World Health Organization in unleashing the COVID bioweapon on the world. She's seen a lot and reported on more. But this weekend, Markson broke down on the air while reporting on the barbaric attacks by Hamas inside of Israel. Watch this.
Imaginable conditions imposed on them by barbarians who have no limits to their brutality. There was no mercy shown. As the elderly, the women, the children, the babies were kidnapped, seized, and carted off by jeering men.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel's response to these brutal attacks would live in people's memories, quote, for generations, end quote. In a staggering display of tone deafness and detachment from reality, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the Hamas attacks on Israel, but managed to draw what seems to be a moral comparison in Israel's response. UN Secretary General Guterres condemned the Hamas terrorist attack against Israel on Monday, but also said he is, quote, deeply distressed, end quote, by Israel's response. Guterres addressed the ongoing conflict from a UN briefing room on Monday, telling reporters that, quote, nothing can justify, end quote, Hamas's attack on Israel, which killed at least 900 people. As noted by Red State Media, the UN Secretary General could have stopped right there, and that would have been a reasonable and effective statement from the global body. But he didn't stop right there. The final part of his statement on the conflict, well, it betrayed his own inexplicable hatred towards the only modern democracy in the Middle East and drew a hideous moral equivalency between Israel and Hamas. He stated, quote, while I recognize Israel's legitimate security concerns, I also remind Israel that military operations must be conducted in a strict accordance with international humanitarian law. I am deeply distressed by today's announcement that Israel will initiate a complete siege of the Gaza Strip. Nothing allowed in, no electricity, food, or fuel. The humanitarian situation in Gaza was extremely dire before these hostilities. Now it will only deteriorate exponentially, end quote. Well, let me just remind you, Guterres is a socialist and a globalist. So should we really be surprised? We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back from the break. Glad you're with us. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by you. This past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we went live on the air for 8.5 hours between Saturday and Sunday. I mention this to tell you, we are a trusted broadcast network. And sometimes we go live, well, even during what would normally be our weekend. And if you have come to appreciate the fact that we're on call literally 24/7, ready to bring you the news and information in context, unlike the corporate media and their propaganda. If you appreciate that, well, we need your support. So as we called in our team over the weekend and went live, those were expenses that were not in our normal budget. And yet we will continue to broadcast every weekend, if that's what it takes, to get you the news. News that you're not going to hear. By the way, many of the video clips that we were playing were on media, corporate media, 24 to 48 hours later. And you certainly were not getting the biblical worldview perspective that you were receiving from the likes of Dr. Rob Lindstedt and others. So again, now more than ever, don't you think you need a news outlet like this? If you appreciate all we are doing as together we partner, because again, let me make it clear, we can't do this without you. If you appreciate what we're doing, we need your support. You can make a contribution of any size right now at wvwfoundation.com, wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. An Israeli commander said that U.S. small arms that were left behind during Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021 have found their way into the hands of Palestinian terror groups in the Gaza Strip. Weapons the U.S., abandoned during the hectic and deadly withdrawal were seized by the Taliban. Following the August 2021 U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, in which, by the way, remember, 13 service members were killed, billions of dollars in U.S. weapons and equipment, including Black Hawk helicopters, well, they fell into the hands of the Taliban. An Israeli commander told Newsweek recently that IDF has seen the weapons in use by terrorist organizations in Gaza. The weapons, they continue to be a revenue source for the Taliban, who have sold and smuggled the weapons out of Afghanistan. The commander was also concerned that, quote, they can research capabilities and then learn how to manufacture them. I'm talking especially about Iran, end quote. And then he added, quote, the other problem is that we are very worried that some of these capabilities are going to fall to Hezbollah and Hamas hands, end quote. It has been widely reported that Tehran has been reverse engineering U.S. weapons technology, including drones. According to Newsweek, the Biden administration has alleged that Tehran has copied the U.S. design for TOW anti-tank missiles, quote, to develop the Tufan system, which has been wielded by Hezbollah and fellow militants in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, end quote. Speaking with Fox News on Sunday, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said, quote, I want to track the serial numbers of the weapons that Hamas is using against Israel. And I want to know if they came from Afghanistan or if they came from weapons that we provided to Ukraine, end quote. Get ready for some really high gas prices. The United States continues to drain its strategic oil reserves, and those reserves are now so low that the nation is almost 2 weeks away from draining its fuel storage tanks. The likelihood of refilling them is low, as the Biden regime is fully invested in green energy and transitioning away from so-called fossil fuels. We and others have warned that the U.S. is becoming dangerously low on energy supplies, thanks to the reckless policies of the Biden regime. And it's at a time when OPEC announced it will be extending production cuts by the end of 2024, which will only force prices higher as the OPEC and BRICS-aligned nations have greater influence over the cost. The reserves, they were drained, and now the country is extremely low. Refilling these reserves, well, it will take years. Reuters reported in March, quote, it could take years for the United States to fill the strategic petroleum reserves, the energy secretary told lawmakers on Thursday, after sales directed by President Joe Biden last year pushed the stockpile to its lowest level since 1983, end quote. And this draining of the strategic reserves, well, it comes at a time when the United States appears to be heading into a global war with some combination of China, Iran, North Korea, Hamas, and Russia, and possibly all five at the same time. Reuters added, quote, Biden administration officials have said they want to refill the reserve after last year's historic sale of 180 billion barrels, when the oil price consistently is around $70 a barrel. Oil from that sale sold at about $94 per barrel, end quote. Well, good luck with that. Since bolstering and strengthening reliance upon domestic oil reserves is pretty much off the table, Lena Petreva, CPA, says the most likely outcome will result in oil costs that will be dictated by a coalition of hostile foreign countries. Kids as young as kindergartners will be allowed to use cannabis at school if Michigan passes a bill introduced in the state legislature last week. The legislation proposed by Democratic representatives in the Michigan House would legally allow students with approved conditions to consume medical marijuana in the form of edibles, beverages, and other low THC products on school premises or on the buses. The administration of these products would be overseen by a designated school staff member. Only students with clear written authorization detailing the timing and purpose, such as for emergency relief or symptom prevention, could use them, or so that's what they're saying. The new initiative aims to increase accessibility to medical marijuana for eligible students. Michigan State Representative Jimmy Wilson Jr. told CBS News, quote, "What it does is allow medical marijuana pediatric patients to have their medication in the schools the same way anyone else has their medication stored. The same way, whether it be in a nurse's office or an administration office, they would go up and access their medication the same way anyone else would, and they would go back to class," end quote. The bill, well, it underscores Michigan's changing perspective on illicit drugs. For example, a bill introduced in September, well, it was aimed at decriminalizing psychedelic plants. And there was a recent revision to the drug testing policy for new hires this month. Susan Duckloss, writing for All News Pipeline, maintains that the media's wall-to-wall war coverage is good for Joe Biden because it takes the focus off his dismal performance as an illegitimate president. While all eyes have been drawn to what's happening now with the terrorist group Hamas attacking Israel and Israel officially declaring war for the first time in 50 years, the benefit for the Biden regime is that all of those same eyes are now not quite focused on what's happening right here in America. Granted, some are rightly pointing out the $6 billion in Iranian funds that was frozen by President Trump in 2018, being unfrozen by Biden as part of a trade deal for American prisoners, and it being used to fund the Hamas attack on Israel. Now, this is something proven true when a Hamas spokesperson told the BBC that the militant group had backing from its ally, Iran, for its surprise attacks on Israel. A couple of points come to mind in watching the news media and their back-to-back coverage of Israel's war. The fact that the U.S. has just basically funded two wars, the tens of billions sent to Ukraine to be our proxy in a war with Russia, and allowing the release of $6 billion to Iran to fund the attacks against Israel. Then there's the distraction of covering two wars. And with a sudden lull in reporting on the border issues, Biden bypasses Congress and the courts by eliminating school loan debt. Then there's the recent blockbuster reports allowing the FBI, well, to create a category of, quote, extremist, end quote, which targets Donald Trump supporters. And then there's the many other ways the Biden regime and Joe's handlers are actively working to destroy this country. Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held a campaign event in Philadelphia and officially announced he's now running as an independent. Kennedy told a huge crowd of supporters in Philly, quote, "I'm here today to declare myself an independent candidate for president of the United States," end quote. Then he continued, quote, "We declare independence from the corporations that have hijacked our government. And we declare independence from Wall Street, from big tech, from big pharma, from big ag, from the military contractors and their lobbyists. And we declare independence from the mercenary media that is here to fortify all of the corporate orthodoxies from their advertisers and to urge us to hate our neighbors and to fear our friends. And we declare independence from the cynical elites who betray our hope and who amplify our divisions," end quote. Well, shortly after making his announcement, the gathered crowd cheered and chanted his name. Watch this.
"Hey, I'm here to declare myself an independent candidate." Candidate for president of the United States. But that's not all. I'm here to join you in making a new Declaration of Independence for our entire nation. We declare independence from the corporations that have hijacked our government."
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. It's bad enough to see Muslims throughout the Islamic world out in the streets celebrating the murder of Israeli Jews. But to see that type of behavior in American cities, well, it's downright chilling. We saw it in New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, in Florida, and many other places. Here is one rally that took place in Chicago.
By the BDS movement as it grew. And I have to tell you the truth. The racism of the Zionists, it does not.
Long live the Intifada!
Long live the Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
Intifada, Intifada!
Long live.
Now, what kind of person celebrates the death of another, especially civilians who played no role in the military conflict between Israel and its enemies? Only a person given over to, well, I would say Satan. Only a person given over to Satan could harbor that level of hate in their hearts. But it's this bloodthirsty lust for killing that has been taught to many children in Islamic cultures from the very time they're old enough to comprehend the meaning of hate. Our nation is sitting on a powder keg, and it will only take one match to light the fuse, and we go off into civil war. There will be chaos in the streets, and I'm afraid that when you unleash Islamic violence, it will make the violence that took place in the summer of 2020 look like child's play. If you doubt me, then go watch the videos that are all over social media of what these butchers did to the people of Israel. And don't watch the ones that are scrambled. Watch the real ones. Wake up to reality. We don't have time for political correctness. It's time the American people see the truth without the scrambling. That's exactly what President Eisenhower did when he went into the death camps. He ordered the filming of the death camps and the piles of dead bodies that were results of the Holocaust. He ordered this filming because he said the world needs to see this atrocity so they will never forget, never repeat it. And he also warned, we're filming it because there will be those who doubt it, who will say it never happened. And that, of course, turns out to be true. Many say the Holocaust didn't happen, despite the black and white footage. There is a time for which people should see the horrors of butchery and of the worldview of Islam. And now is that time. And now it's time to get ready. Get ready mentally, physically, and spiritually for what's coming. My friends, the stage has been set. With the situation at the border, with the decades of refugees being resettled in this country from nations that hate us, because all of that, folks, the same type of hatred you saw on display in Israel, it's also here in America. We've even seen it on the streets in the last few days with pro-Palestinian chants, Islamic sermons. It's not coming, folks. It's here. Hamas is the Muslim Brotherhood, and the Muslim Brotherhood is Hamas. And you might know it by another name, CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. We have spent years trying to educate the American people through our radio shows, TV shows, my books, and documentaries, just how evil Muslim Brotherhood, CARE, and Hamas are. Let's not forget, Muslim Brotherhood took part in the Holocaust. One of their leaders, the Grand Mufti of Palestine, al-Husseini, was one of the architects of the Final Solution. You doubt me? Go read the Nuremberg trials. I have the black and white pictures of him touring the death camps. And it's a matter of fact, he stopped some 3,000 to 4,000 Jewish children from leaving the region, and they were slaughtered. This group, with this history and heritage, is right here in America, and they have great influence over our local, state, and federal governments. And if you doubt me, then go do the homework and prove me wrong, because you can't. This shadowy group operates in America, as I said, under the name of CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Yes, they wear suits and ties and act like they're the moderate Muslims. But there is no moderate Islam. There is just Islam. And when you read the Quran, you will know what I'm talking about. But if you just watch the videos coming out of Israel, you'll see it clearly. That is Islam. That is what they're instructed to do in the Quran. Prove me wrong. You can't. They are ruthless, and they are brutally committed to the domination of society as called for, as I said, in their book. The barbarians, well, they are inside the gates, folks. And our government is not going to protect us. In fact, they're the ones who brought these monsters here. Protection will be on us. We must protect our own families. And if you don't already own a firearm or two, all I have to ask is, what are you waiting for? I would practice my Second Amendment right now. I would get trained, and I would have plans in place. Those families in Israel never expected that they would have Hamas busting down their door and shooting them in their beds and decapitating their babies. That is true. That's what they have done. They didn't count on it. And now you've been warned. What are you going to do? That does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching. Thanks for your support. You know how to support us. WVWFoundation.com is one way you can do it. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. We do have our upcoming Ozarks Worldview Weekend starting on Friday night, October 20th. You can secure your seats now at WVWTVStore.com. WVWTVStore.com. You can also use our phone number to secure your tickets, 901-468-9357. Speakers include General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Rebecca Walzer, Todd Benzman, Colonel John Mills, and Dr. Peter McCullough. WVWTVStore.com. And then MyPillow.com. If you would like to support us, well, MyPillow is one of our sponsors. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America, and may God save Israel.